The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we have a really interesting and fun topic, and it has to do with one of the most interesting phenomena in the Hudson Valley region, and that is the O Positive Festival. And the O Positive Festival is exchanging the art of medicine for the medicine of art. O Positive empowers communities to take control of their collective well-being. That's the, you know, the short and sweet of it.
But
we're going to hear a lot more from our guest because it's much more than that. And our guest is Joe Conkra. Joe is a painter, activist, and co-founder and executive director of O Positive. O Positive has produced festivals locally here for, I think, 9 years. Maybe Joe will correct me. And nationally, Joe's work has been written about in the New York Times, other media, and he's also presented at a TED Talk. So welcome, Joe. How are
welcome.
You?
Welcome. Doing great. Thank you both for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It's great. Joe, give our listeners a little bit of background about O Positive, how and why it came into being, but also we want to know how you arrived in your life at wanting to do this particular work.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I'll give you a little bit of background first. In 2010, I happened to, believe it or not, be at a party, and a young gentleman came up to me and said he wanted to bring a band to Kingston and he would clean their teeth. And I said, how are you going to clean their teeth? And he said, I'm a dentist. And I thought, wow, what a really wonderful thought that you would want to bring somebody up to Kingston to play and you would clean their teeth. I'm a painter. I have a master's degree and I've been painting, you know, my whole life. I actually went to Kingston High School. So I thought, that's interesting. And I went home and told Denise Orzo, my wife, and some friends, and we got together and thought, who else will do this? So the first thing we did was we called a few musicians and called a few doctors. And we thought, could we actually do a festival where we could exchange that dental care, that doctor visit, that mental health visit for a performance or for putting paintings at that time on walls with paper. Now we do murals. And would it work? And the first one we threw was in 2010, and we were shocked that 1,000 people showed up, and we had 25 bands, and we took care of, I think, about 75 artists in our clinic, and we just took off from there.
So, why the festival model? I mean, how what happens at a festival typically? What kinds of things do people see and hear and learn and experience?
Yeah, so we've expanded a lot over 9 years. When we started, it was just music and art. Now there's a huge community health component to it. There's a large community health expo that people are pretty traditionally know about, which is a lot of tables, and Ulster County Health is involved with us, and all the hospitals, and you know, everybody from the American Cancer Society to Planned Parenthood. But on top of that, we have a whole part of our weekend called Explore. And Explore is all sorts of wellness activities, from yoga classes to mindfulness to getting checked up for different screenings, the HPV virus, HIV testing, to bicycle rides, right? A bunch of cyclist rides and walks around town to actually get out on the trails, go from mural to mural and have a good time. So you can expect to see between 40 and 50 bands over the course of the weekend. Mural tours, there'll be 4 or 5 murals going up this coming year, which will put Kingston at 40 large-scale murals.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. And at the end of the day, what we like to talk about is what we do is something a little bit different, which is we say, you know what? We're going to value you all equally. We're going to say the art, the music, the medicine, take off the label, take away the threat of a bill, and we're going to see you as equal parts of the community all contributing because we value each other equally. So that clinic that I talk about takes place in private at the Old Dutch Church, And that's where all the artists and musicians, you'll see a line around the block of all the artists and musicians lining up to go in through the clinic. And that's the exchange. That's what they get for coming and performing. So the bands that come either from locally, which is more than half, to nationally, will come and in exchange for their performance, will go and see a dentist, a mental health professional, a massage therapist. Last year, we even had screening for vocal cords from Northwell Health in New York came up, and it was really great. So a lot, we've really grown from the basics to a very deep intervention.
Wow. And so you're a painter.
I am.
Right? And so what led you to this place? And so that you want, in terms of why you decided this is something I really want to do and have a passion for.
I can talk about me, but couch it in a general artist's dilemma, mm-hmm. which is it's a gig economy situation for artists. And by that, I mean, you never know where your next paycheck is going to come from, and your healthcare is not tied to work. So because you're going on a system of what will I make next? You know, if I'm on tour, how much am I going to bring in? If I'm a painter, how many paintings am I going to sell during a year? And then at the end of every year or at the end of every week, you have to budget yourself. Do I pay my rent? Do I buy paint? Do I go to the doctor? And to be honest with you, as a painter, I never thought, do I go to the doctor? I thought, how do I buy paint? How do I pay my rent? So looking at young artists in particular, how do we get them to engage that first step to actually get some care? And it's amazing the stories we hear from our artists and musicians. You know, they haven't been to a dentist in 15 years, 20 years. They haven't been to a doctor in 20 years. And they're just thrilled to have that connection. And then at our clinic, when they exit it, we give them a chance to navigate, to get into the system through New York State of Health with IFH, with different navigators. We even bring up the Actors Fund from New York City because so many of our musicians and artists perform and work at times in New York.
Mm-hmm. And the Actors Fund does what exactly?
They are the oldest organization actually in America for the arts, and they actually have a clinic on 48th Street in Broadway, and they will see everybody from mental health, physical health at a clinic they built at 48th Street mm-hmm. in Broadway.
Now we know in the public health world what navigators are, but maybe right. you can explain to our listeners.
Yeah, this 9 years has been quite an education on public health, but navigators are folks that are trained to take someone who has a hard time or is just maybe even just afraid to approach buying or signing up for state-sponsored healthcare. And they will sit with you with your tax return and look at everything you're doing and do all that really tough math. I mean, as a painter, I can tell you math is not my strong suit. Uh-huh. So I sit with a navigator every year to figure out, you know, what am I going to be paying for healthcare this year? And it's really vital because it takes away, you know, so much of going to a doctor, going to a dentist, mental health, whatever someone needs. There's so much fear attached to it. And first, the fear of the bill. Second, the fear of the follow-up. And then you don't know who they are. So on a real human level, what we've done is, you know, most of our primary care physicians, most of our clinic has been with us now for 6, 7, 8, 9 years. They now know people in their community. And that's the difference. When you walk down the street and you know your healthcare provider and you met them in a context that was a party, it makes that connection so much deeper.
Right, because it's not that, you know, fear or, gee, that person's the expert and I'm not and I don't really know what's going on.
And it's less threatening, you know.
Right.
It's an interhuman exchange. It's not like you're going for something that's going to perhaps be a negative finding and you're afraid of it and you don't know the person delivering it. But if you have a more human connection and that kind of support, I think emotionally and physically, it's much better for the person.
Yeah, it facilitates the healing process, right? I mean, you know, just knowing that you're somebody really is there and cares about you and you.
Right, and so much of it also is just knowing that you're cared for, like you said, Vince. I mean, so much of our work also is around massage therapy, acupuncture, things that people can't get access to on a daily basis or have to pay for. And you see these folks come off the road from touring and they're like, my shoulder hurts, my arm hurts. I've been carrying around amplifiers for years. I've been up on a lift for, you know, 6 weeks doing a mural. I would love a massage. I would love to just talk to somebody about the stress of rent and the stress of what I'm doing. And then how does that radiate out to the community? How do you then begin to bring the community into the conversation? And that is really, you know, everybody gets access to our festival. There's no VIPs. Everybody wears the same red O positive wristband because it's a hospital wristband. And everybody gets in.
Cool. Now, aside from the first dentist who you dealt with. Mm-hmm. How's the response been with the medical professional community and the business community?
You know, it was one of our first conversations I remember having with all of us that were artists talking to the medical community and saying, what are you going to get out of this? Like, you're giving this time. And they're like, you don't understand. This is what we're here for. Like, we got into it for this. And often I hear, like, I got to spend an hour with a patient, which normally it's 8 to 12 minutes. So, you know, that sort of connection is so deep in the medical community that we just keep growing. We started with, I think, 25 providers. Last year, I think we had 110 in our clinic. Wow. And Shannon O'Donnell, who's our clinic director, she just does an amazing job recruiting, and people just keep coming and offering new things. We started doing eye exams a couple of years ago for all of our artists. We're doing vocal cord checks now for our musicians. And these are coming from, you know, healthcare systems that aren't even maybe in Ulster County. Maybe they're in New York City. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of wonderful to see collaboration, especially in the healthcare industry. Is really wonderful.
So what is the pitch? What's the elevator pitch to a provider when they're approached and they don't know anything about O-positive?
Come have a beer, see a band, and then slap the band on the back at the end of the night.
what better way to get healthy than that? We want to hear a lot more about this. This is such a cool event and a great thing for our community.
Absolutely.
But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Raising kids can be tough these days. As a parent, you've got your hands full making sure your kids have what they need to stay healthy and get the care they need when they're sick. Well, now there's help. Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program offer free or low-cost health insurance for kids and teens, all the way up to age 19. They can get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. Children in a family of four earning up to $47,100 a year may qualify. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information about free or low-cost children's health insurance in your state, go to chipmedicaid.org or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Joe Conkra. And Joe is a Kingston native who is a painter, activist, and co-founder and executive director of the O-Positive Festival. Joe, before the break, we were talking about the tremendous strides that you've made over the past 9 years or so in having this festival go from a wonderful idea to something that yearly is looked forward to and it grows. Where do you see it going from this point on, and what are the next hopes that you have for what this festival can accomplish?
That's a great question. As a festival, we're expanding, and we've done, you know, other cities. We're about to launch in North Adams, Massachusetts, which will be wonderful, with Berkshire Health Systems. So we're noticing that a lot of health systems like Berkshire Health, like Westchester Medical, even HealthQuest, want to come on board and work with us and send us their doctors because they really want to look at community health outcomes and how they can keep people from using the emergency room to go to the doctor. On a more radical level of O positive, where we're showing people how you can exchange for healthcare and how you can value each other equally, we would love to be part of a conversation of seeing how that expands. What that looks like, We're not quite sure, but we know in Kingston, New York itself proper, that we're helping build a very resilient and regenerative economy with what we're doing and showing people what's possible. So the reason when, Vince, when you asked before the break about how we attract providers, providers come to us because they're offering new things. So that could even be other kinds of counseling. We even give haircuts in our clinic. So it's like, what do people need and what do people bring? And I think that the way things change, you know, when we hear about large social movement changes, we always think it took something like, oh my God, the Berlin Wall came down. It did, but it took years and years and years of small knocking on the wall for it to happen. So when we look at change in healthcare, O positive is part of something probably a lot bigger that we don't see, which is everybody struggling with it. So can you actually make an exchange network that involves your local landscape company that wants to, you know, maybe they're into like taking care of the landscape of a doctor's office in exchange for healthcare. These things are happening around the country. We just don't hear about them because they're small, because most really good ideas come from the grassroots and they stay very, very local. So most things change because of many, many drops in the bucket, and we're just one drop. I think we're having an effective drop here, and I just want to keep building our network and see if we can continue to expand it out. When we started, we didn't think about the public health part of what we do. Now we offer so much for the concert goer, the somebody who just walks through our festival and doesn't even know what's going on, may all of a sudden, you know, take a yoga class or go into a dance movement class in the middle of the day and just begin to move, begin to explore what they can do. And being open, I think, is the number one step.
Mm-hmm. You know, Joe, as we've thought about and discussed community health and wellness over the years, there are a couple of key insights that we came upon. One was that you can't take an individual or family out of the total context in which they lead their lives and expect them to get better. That really, that personal, individual, and community health is like an ecosystem. They're both interdependent. And the other is that, you know, people would think of community health and wellness and economic development as two separate spheres, when in reality they are really two sides of the same coin, because a healthier community is a much better place to raise a family, start a business, grow a business, relocate to. And I think we're beginning to see that with the infusion of particularly young people coming from the New York metro area, who are attracted to a community that offers so much culturally and in terms of physical activity opportunities and in history, the whole mix. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, do you think that the business community in your dealings with them really get that, and that's part of why they might be attracted to what you're doing?
I think most do, but I think there's a that O positive itself probably needs to do a better job explaining what it does, and opportunities like this really help because it might just be a very foreign concept to people that that mural you see when you walk down Broadway in Kingston, that an artist painted that in exchange for seeing an optometrist and a dentist, just doesn't really, you know, in a world, in a country that is based purely on capitalism, it's very difficult for people to sort of step outside of that realm and say, wait, you just made that mural in exchange for healthcare? That didn't cost anything? Well, yes, it did cost something. It cost the artist making the artwork and the provider giving their time, but we just didn't exchange money. We valued equally. And to your point about people coming here, I think that, you know, we're part of something a little bit bigger, and that's happening. But the economic stresses of large cities, especially for artists having to leave to find cheaper places to live,
right,
will always
move to the other side. Right.
Towns like Kingston, towns like North Adams. My question becomes, okay, so how do we keep artists and creatives here? And also, how do we serve the people that have been here forever that haven't had an opportunity, that don't get a chance to go to the doctor, that maybe don't have the income or even knowing how to go get to a navigator? What's our role in that? And we work with so many other partner organizations and other nonprofits to get the word out, not only what we do, but about healthcare. And then there's this other really wonderful part, which for me is our murals in Kingston. We have 36, and they're throughout the city in every kind of neighborhood. And if you talk about an ecosystem in health and mental well-being, what is it like for a child to walk down the street where there might have been a brick wall with a bunch of graffiti on it or just an old building, and see something,
beautiful,
an image that looks like them,
right,
that they can identify with? And what does that do for health? We don't really talk about visual expression as health, except for, yeah, everybody should express themselves. But if you think about when a community begins to take pride in itself, I actually think that that's part of the ecosystem and how a community gets healthier. It's just really feeling like I belong, like everyone belongs.
Yeah, like strong and resilient communities. And, you know, one could argue that a lot of our ills, physically, emotionally, and otherwise, are the result of community breakdown over the years, right? That become people, you know, communities that become more anonymous, more segregated, more security conscious, more, for whatever reason, that drives people into their own, you know, little shells and not interacting with one another. And realizing that, you know, the importance of helping one another and sharing.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So in the murals, in terms of the murals, so how do you, so what's the process for recruiting artists, mm-hmm. getting building owners to buy in, and then getting the community or whatever, you know, zoning or municipal regulations all in the same,
it's like
on
the most,
same page.
Yeah, it's the most fun dating platform ever. So on our website, which are, I think on April 15th, we open up for submissions, but on our website year round, there's a place where it says have a wall. So building owners literally now write to us with pictures of their buildings and say, we want a mural. So then our art team gets together when people apply, looks at the artists and says, okay, these people are fantastic. We think it would match with this wall. And then they also go out and recruit certain artists to come and maybe do their first wall. We pride ourselves much on the music side and the art side of giving young artists a chance to really spread their wings here in Kingston and really give them their first wall. And some of the most beautiful walls in this city have been done by artists that were just assistants to other artists. Sadly, usually they were female assistants to male artists, and we give them their first chance to give a big wall. And we help them hopefully launch a career to go out and paint in other festivals and other mural cities around the country. We work very closely with other mural organizations. We work closely with Wall Therapy up in Rochester, New York, and various other organizations that do murals around the country and around the world.
I have to tell you that it's so great when, you know, you're traveling down a street and, you know, you're not expecting to see a beautiful mural, and it's just like right there, and there's that wow moment, you know, where
it's transformative. There's something about art, whether it's visual art or you're listening to beautiful music, that does take you to another place, a much more positive place. It may distract you from the tensions that you're dealing with, whether it be work or family or what have you. And for that moment, that kind of release that you experience from the woes, as it were, of daily life, really, you can't put a dollar sign on that experience and what it may do to kind of charge your system in a much more positive way.
Yeah, and all of our murals are on our website, opositivefestival.org. But one of the things that we love is we do a mural map, we're doing a new one, we give all these tours to kids. It really makes us all happy. But it's also in the street, so you don't have to feel intimidated about going to a museum or a gallery.
Right.
You're just
not
going to get groceries.
It's there.
Yeah, it's just out there. And it's really a sort of a wonderful thing to know. And, you know, every city I go to, I can't help but look at all the blank walls and think what we could do.
Wow. Yeah. Joe, so I know you just mentioned earlier that you had an event in North Adams, Mass.
We do.
Going on, which is the home of Mass MoCA, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art.
Yeah.
Tell us about that very quickly.
Very quickly. May 10th and 11th. Coming up really soon. Their first one, we'll be training with them for about a year and a half. They're going to have their clinic inside of the museum, which is going to be incredible. Berkshire Health is giving us 30 providers. There's a dentist, 25 bands, 10 artists, and it's their first year, and we're really excited for them.
Wow, that's a great place. And so, you know, we're running out of time again. Can you tell us, tell our listeners where they go for more information or how to reach you?
Sure. Everything's on our website. The letter O, the word positive, the word festival.org.
Well, Joe, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, what you've done and your team have done is done, and everyone else has really enriched our community. So thank you.
Takes a village.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.